He looks terrible. He has lost about at least a stone and a half. He's very agitated. He just does not look well at all. His skin's very pale and his skin's sort of peeling where, as you can understand, we're getting no fresh air now going into 3.5 months. He hadn't had not even 2 minutes of exercise outside that room 24 hours a day. So he's not getting any exercise whatsoever, and I'm so scared for his mental health, I think, is the most important, and his physical health in the long term.
We know that he's applied to be allowed to go to the Republican wing. That's been denied on the basis that someone appears to think his life would be in danger. That isn't a fear that you and many others would share.
I wouldn't share that at all. That's what the prison authorities are telling us. I got word to the Row 4 and asked them, was this true? And they assured me that it wasn't true, that Gary wanted over there for his own safety. He asked, could he be moved just for safety reasons? And I asked them, could they accept him? And they got back to me and says they would. And that is not, and what the prison authority are telling us at the minute, that Gary's life's in danger for them. And they assured me through my solicitor that that isn't true. So I don't know now what the options are left here for us to do.
Now, Gary,
and as you could understand, it's very worrying.
Gary has applied for bail on a number of occasions up to now.
It's been turned down. Yes, he has been turned down. The last day for bail was on Monday, and the judge turned him down for bail. Actually, a matter of fact, what he stated was categorically wrong. He stated that Gary says that he'd be more welcome on Row 4, and that leads him to believe that Gary would reoffend. Now, if he read Gary's affidavit properly, he would have read Gary asked to be moved to Row 4 on for his own safety, specifically stated that for his safety. So if he had read Gary's affidavit beforehand, he would have seen that.
Gary has, as has been widely reported, been approached allegedly by MI5 or some similar organisation looking to get him to become an informer. It's something he's refused to do, and his concern is that there's going to be more approaches made and nothing will be done to stop it.
Exactly. They actually approached him on 6 or 7 occasions, and because he's locked up, as you can understand, in 24 hours a day, they actually told him the last time that they were with him that they can come any time, any day, any time they want to and get him. So he's living with that, thinking they could come tomorrow, could they come the next day. So that's what they told him.